Track 1.27. Listen to the dialogue with David and Miss Turner. Then complete the sentences as you listen.
Welcome back, everybody. We'll continue talking about social media and internet etiquette with Miss Turner.
Hi, everybody. In the digital world, the rules of etiquette are as important as they are in the offline world. Having poor internet etiquette, which is also called netiquette, can stick around to haunt you for much longer than you can imagine. You had better follow basic rules not to have any problems.
You're right, Miss Turner. A member of our audience has asked whether our activities on social media accounts are important for a job application.
Yes, it's very important, quite common for educational institutions and employers to monitor the social media activities of their job applicants. Before you can even apply for a job, make sure that you're following proper privacy settings.
Good point. What is more, I find nothing more irritating than trying to have a conversation with someone who is engrossed in their phone, tablet, or another electronic device. Do you have anything to say about this situation?
Well, people should give priority to their loved ones to build strong relationships. Constantly checking your mobile phone can send wrong messages to people who care about you and are interested in having a conversation with you. To avoid this, stop what you are doing and listen to them. Whatever you're doing in the online world can wait.
Thank you very much for your great advice, Ms. Turner. Do you have anything else to add before leaving?
Since social media has become extremely powerful, you must obey all the necessary rules when interacting with other users. Some of the best practices that you can use on social media or the internet include avoiding overpromotion, being honest, and maintaining a positive sense of humor. However, the world of social media is very different from the offline world, and it's significant to think about the effects of your actions before sharing anything.